On a bike ride with Kate Reardon, she mentions she hasn't owned a car for about 4 years. She bikes everywhere.
My commute is only a mile to work, and I wish I lived further from work.
She's the active transportation planner for the city of Fort Wayne, the first to hold that position that's only existed for about a year. She works on bike and pedestrian projects to help people be healthier, save money, reduce stress.
And a really great thing is that you're giving people different options.
But accommodating alternatives to cars in the city is hard. Lots of the infrastructure was planned and built in an auto-centric era, and motorists and bikes often have a hard time getting along in such close quarters. So, how is that changing? Let's start at 10,000 feet with a visit to NERC. That's the Northeastern Indiana Regional Coordinating Council. Matt Peters is a senior planner here. His department looks at the big picture when it comes to transportation, making long-term, multi-county, conceptual plans for infrastructure projects.
Some we know are probably going to happen, and some are really kind of out there.
But it's important to be able to imagine what would be built in that ideal world, because bike and pedestrian projects are eligible for lots of federal funding, if it's matched 80-20 by city or county funds, and if the projects come from NERC's plan. Their 2035 plan includes off- and on-street facilities, trails, and sidewalks.
You have to use a combination of things to get good connectivity.
Peter says priorities have really shifted in the last 10 years.
You know, in the past, there's been so many roads that have been built that have been missed opportunities, and now, you know, people are like wishing that they had the infrastructure there. Like for instance, Coldwater Road from DuPont south to Cook, there's no sidewalks. They can't, nobody can get anywhere because it's a high-volume street.
To see exactly how that's starting to change, let's zoom into the local level. There are now nearly 9 miles of bike routes in Fort Wayne, 4 more miles of bike lanes planned, and more than 60 miles of trails in town, with more on the way.
You know, really, it took the Bike Fort Wayne plan to really start putting these things in with city projects. They were a little reluctant at first, but to just put them in.
The plan is not an attempt to create a cycling class. It's a response to the fact that there's a cycling class. There's a group of people who are cycling, and that group is growing.
That's Paul Spoolhoff, senior planner for the city of Fort Wayne. The bike plan he's talking about passed in 2012 was an attempt to localize projects from the regional NERC plan and include other things like priorities, education, and policies. He says it helps recreational cyclists.
But it reflects serving as much of the community as we can, where people live, and connecting them to the destinations they say they want to reach.
The idea is to take advantage of opportunities to integrate bike facilities into other public works projects, like repaving a 4-lane road into 3 lanes plus bike lanes.
It requires a little bit less engineering. It's not as massive a project. We're not changing curb lines. We're not acquiring property all the time.
The plan doesn't specifically state which projects are next up in the pipeline. It's more a guiding voice to work with funds as they become available. While the process of adding bike infrastructure can be a slow one, Spoolhoff says there are advantages. You not only ease people into the changes, but they can also reflect on how effective they are and help with future planning.
And so that's feedback that we couldn't have gotten when we wrote the plan, because we didn't have enough infrastructure on the ground to talk to people about how do you feel in a bike lane. Now we do, and people can react to that.
And while it's pretty much impossible to tease out how much money is going towards bike projects versus total capital improvements, Spoolhoff says you know spending is up because more and more facilities are going in.
There's always this saying that if you build it, they will come.
After our bike ride through town, active transportation planner Kate Reardon says people are using the projects that are going in. But that doesn't mean everybody is happy about more bikes on the road.
You'll find a wide range of attitudes towards bicycles. We had maybe 2 people honk at us, I think, and out of like however many cars passed us, that's going to be a really small percentage.
Reardon says one way to change that is to have more bikes on the road. She says it not only increases safety, but encourages more bike facilities to go in quicker. For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Alvino.